Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL. Fall 2022 Newsletter. Macomb Library for the Blind Circulating Adaptive Technology. In August 2021, MLBPD was awarded the Improving Access to Information grant from the Library of Michigan to help fund a new program called the Adaptive Technology Lending Program, ATLP. During the grant period, MLBPD had the privilege of providing technology, training, and support to senior living facilities across Macomb County. As the grant period comes to an end, MLBPD is working on integrating the adaptive technology that was acquired with grant funding into MLBPD's adaptive technology circulating collection. What does this mean for you? As an MLBPD patron, you will have access to a wide variety of adaptive technology that you can check out and take home to try. The equipment that can be checked out are Amazon Echo Dot, Amazon Echo Show, Amazon Fire Tablet, Apple iPod, Wi-Fi hotspots, wireless Bluetooth headphones, keyboard, and mouse. MLBPD patrons will need to come to the library to check out the adaptive technology. Vision Network Group. Looking for a friendly and informal support group to talk about vision issues? Connecting with others can be a good way to realize you are not alone. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a phone group on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and the group discusses matters that people with vision challenges face. The best part is you do not have to leave home to participate, as all meetings take place on the phone. Call us for more details on how to connect with our group. Contact us. Phone 586-286-1580. Toll free 855-203-5275. Our email address, mlbpd@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbpd. Staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/mlbpdatcmpl. National Library Service Conference 2022. In May, the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, hosted a national conference over Zoom. One of the programs gave us a sneak peek at a new NLS audiobook machine that is a few years away from becoming reality. However, it will be worth the wait. The new player has a place to insert the audiobook cartridges, just like the current player. It will have built-in Wi-Fi, be Bluetooth compatible, and have access to BARD. There will be buttons to hear the list of books on a cartridge, to set bookmarks, and to connect to online services such as BARD. NLS is also working on updating BARD Express, so patrons can download a book to their computer and listen to it through the computer, rather than having to copy it to a flash drive. The NLS Patron Engagement section will host a new quarterly Patron Corner virtual event where patrons can learn more about various services directly from NLS staff. The Patron Corner sessions will be on the second Monday of the third month of each quarter. Dates for remaining sessions are September 12th and December 12th and March 13th, 2023. Each one-hour interactive program will have a designated topic of discussion. The program will be on Zoom, but patrons can call in as well. For more information on the NLS Patron Corner, please contact the Macomb Library for the Blind at 586-286-1580. Wi-Fi Hotspot Lending Program. During the NLS conference, the Library of Accessible Media for Pennsylvanians, LAMP, presented their Wi-Fi Hotspot Lending Program. What is a Wi-Fi hotspot? It is a portable device that wirelessly connects mobile devices, such as laptops, tablets, or smartphones, to the internet. LAMP currently circulates over 75 Wi-Fi hotspots to patrons who do not have internet access at home. Hotspots are shipped in a box that contains a return address label with Free Matter for the Blind printed on the upper right corner. After attending the conference, MLBPD realized that this was a program that could benefit our patrons. Beginning in the fall, we will be piloting a Wi-Fi hotspot lending program for MLBPD patrons. Patrons can call the library to request a Wi-Fi hotspot to be mailed to their home. For more information about the Wi-Fi hotspot lending program, please contact us at 586-286-1580 or email us at mlbpd@cmpl.org. A Minute with Marie. Tools of the trade. That's a phrase that I love. It seems to give permission to buy all sorts of gadgets that can help you in a chosen task as a sewing, knitting, woodworking, or writing. There are gadgets and accessories for everything. If you don't have a smartphone or computer, you can still use the tools you do have to great advantage. Using a flip phone? Make sure you know how to enter and save all phone numbers that you will need. Learn the particulars of what your phone model can do and get good at it. Every time you can say to someone, "I got it," is one less time you have to ask for help. Does your phone model have a calendar capability? Enlist a sighted helper to help you get familiar with the functions of that calendar. Imagine how empowering it would be to check your own calendar each day to see what the upcoming day has in store for you. Do you have a smart TV? You can turn on the audio description feature by looking under the language settings. Audio description gives you a description of what is happening on the screen, so you can follow the action even if you can't see the screen well. Most movie theaters can provide you with an audio description device that will describe the action on the movie screen that you can listen to on a set of provided headphones. These devices are free to use for the asking. I recommend the new book by blind author Judy Dixon entitled Audio Description: What It Is, How to Get It, and How to Use It. You can borrow this book from the Macomb Library for the Blind. The book is in Word format, so you may need sighted assistance to get all of your various audio descriptions set up. The chief thing lost as vision declines is the amount of information that comes into your world through your eyes. While it is unsettling, plan a counterattack by using your own tools to collect and use as much information as possible. Resolve to decrease the number of times you need to ask for help by capturing that information by using your tools of the trade. Assistive technology demonstrations and computer tutoring. set up an appointment at the library for a hands-on demonstration of devices such as check writing guides, video magnifiers, lamps, and more to assist a person with vision issues. In addition, we offer adaptive technology, computer, and personal device tutoring either by phone or in person. If you need ideas to make your Windows-based computer or your iPad, iPod, or iPhone more accessible, we will make an appointment for you with our tech tutor. Kathy's Choice. Over the summer, I set myself a goal to pick some titles off of a long-to-read list. I had such a good time with this because I returned to a favorite author, Elizabeth Berg. I was reminded that her books discuss daily life, new friends she has met, moving to new places, opening hearts to new adventures, or, as she herself says, things I would tell a friend. I read Durable Goods and Joy School. These are part one and two of the three-part Katie Nash series. We are introduced to Katie Nash in Durable Goods, an 11-year-old army brat. Her mother has died, and her father is emotionally absent. In Joy School, Katie, now 12, and her father move to Missouri and onto another army base. Both stories are told in Katie's voice, which is rich with description and teenage angst. These would have a young adult appeal, but I had a wonderful experience stepping back in time and being reminded of what it felt like to be a kid again. I look forward to finishing the series with True to Form. Durable Goods, DB 37047. 4 hours, 18 minutes. Strong language. Available in large print. Joy School, DB 45179. 6 hours, 6 minutes. Some descriptions of sex and strong language. I've treated myself to many of Elizabeth Berg's books over the years. I could recommend many more of them here, but I will suggest one of her more recent titles, The Story of Arthur Truelove. This is a wonderful story of compassion in the face of loss. There are three main characters, Arthur, an 82-year-old man who visits his dead wife's grave daily, Maddie, an unhappy teenager, and Lucille, Arthur's lonely, gifted baker neighbor. Small acts of kindness transform these three friends into family. DB 89990. 6 hours, 55 minutes. Some descriptions of sex and strong language available in large print. Braille on Demand by NLS. As part of its Braille Modernization Initiative, NLS is launching the Braille On Demand Pilot Project. This project will allow active NLS patrons to request and receive one hard copy Braille title per month, which they can retain for their personal use. Braille titles will be limited to books that are currently available on BARD, the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service. At this time, requests are limited to one book per patron per month. Only complete titles will be distributed. Requests for partial titles, for example, volume one of a three-volume book, will result in receiving the entire book. The form to request a Braille on-demand book can be found linked from https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille on Demand. Patrons may complete the form themselves or contact their network library for assistance. Book Discussion Group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group by phone on the first Monday of every month, excluding holidays. Registration is required. If you would like to join our fun and informal discussion, please call the library for more details. Here are the books we will be reading in the months ahead. October 3rd, Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict, DB 103929, and in large print. November 7th, Music of Bees by Eileen Garvin, DB 103079, and in large print. December 5th, As You Wish by Carrie Ells, DB 80255. January 9th, This Is Happiness by Nahl Williams, DB 99125. Reader Recommendations. Josephine DeMaria recommends Finding Jack by Gareth Crocker. After losing his young family in a tragic accident, Fletcher Carson joins the war effort in Vietnam. Deeply depressed, he plans to die in the war. But during one mission, Fletcher rescues a critically wounded yellow lab, whom he nurses back to health and names Jack. Strong language and some violence. Josephine says this story is so interesting that she could not put it down. It is spiritual to a degree, also for people who love dogs. 6 hours, 33 minutes. DB 105. 440. The book, Finding Jack. Robert Goyke recommends The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Strobel presents research he did, including his own journey to belief regarding whether or not Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God, explores examining the record, analyzing Jesus, and researching the resurrection. Robert notes this book contains good information for believers and non-believers alike. 10 hours, 52 minutes, DB 91918. The book, The Case for Christ. Phyllis Gramza recommends several books for our readers. The first is Taste, My Life Through Food by Stanley Tucci. Actor known for his supporting roles, including Paul Child in Julie and Julia, reflects on his relationship with food throughout his life, discusses growing up in an Italian-American family, food served on film sets, and dealing with a form of oral cancer. Strong language. Phyllis says this is a feel-good book, relatable about family and food. A good book to take you to a pleasant place. Read by the author. 6 hours, 53 minutes. DB 105460. The book, Taste, My Life Through Food. Buddha in the Attic by Julie Atsuka. In the early 1900s, a group of Japanese women, mainly daughters of Buddhist farmers, sail to San Francisco as mail order brides. Most discover a life of hard labor and prejudice. Their children grow up American, but then comes the World War II internment camps. A Penn Faulkner Award. Phyllis notes the book is told in first person, which makes it most realistic, even though it is historical fiction. The writer makes you feel a part of this. 4 hours, 4 minutes, DB 73858. The book, Buddha in the Attic. For more on this time period, read When the Emperor Was Divine by Julie Atsuka. the tale of a Japanese-American family of four interned at the start of World War II. After the father's arrest, his 10-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son and wife are relocated to Utah, where they are detained for over 3 years. For senior high and older readers, Alex Award. Phyllis notes, these two books are short but fascinating and easy to read. 3 hours, 58 minutes, DB 58157. The book, When the Emperor Was Divine. Elderhood, Redefining Aging, Transforming Medicine, Reimagining Life by Louise Aronson. Geriatrician provides what she describes as a fact and story-based old age book that is also about being what it means to be a human being, and is part battle cry and part lament over how society and the medical community often fail older people. Phyllis says the book will touch everyone in a different way. It is a worthwhile and tremendously important subject. 19 hours, 56 minutes, DB 96128. The book, Elderhood. Jean Pichel recommends The Maid by Nita Prose. 25-year-old Molly Gray doesn't interact well with the world and misses her gran, who codified it for her. She has gotten a job as a hotel maid and revels in her orderly duties. When she discovers a dead body in a room, Molly must unravel the real killer's identity. Jean liked this novel because of the surprise ending. The narrator has an accent that keeps with the theme of the book. 9 hours, 40 minutes, DB 106298. The book, The Maid. Jean also liked The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna, Texas, 1921. Elsa Wolcott has few prospects before her, as she's considered too old to marry. Then she meets Rafe Martinelli. 13 years later, everything on the Martinelli farm is dying, including their marriage. Elsa must decide to fight for the land of her heart or head to California. Jean thought this was a wonderful source of knowledge of what happened during the Great Depression. It goes well beyond the Grapes of Wrath. 15 hours, 5 minutes, DB 102287. The book, The Four Winds. Jean also recommends The Good Sister by Sally Hempworth. Fern Castle lives a very structured life, because disrupting her from it can be dangerous. When Fern finds out her twin sister Rose can't get pregnant, she sees a way to repay Rose for everything Rose has done for her. Fern's mission stirs up dark secrets. Jean says this book has a marvelous ending. 8 hours, 22 minutes. DB 102888. The book, The Good Sister. Lawrence Robbins recommends the following books for our readers. All About Me, My Remarkable Life in Show Business by Mel Brooks. Memoir from a multiple award-winning director, actor, and comedian. He describes his childhood in Brooklyn and his first big break as a writer for Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows, before going on to write, direct, and star in hit films such as The Producers. Lawrence notes, this memoir has a lot of personal insights, including the secret of a long life, not to die. A very interesting read. 15 hours, 8 minutes. DB 105810. The book, All About Me. Small Time, A Story of My Family and the Mob by Russell Shorto. Shorto chronicles his search for more information about his grandfather, a boss in the Johnstown, Pennsylvania mob with the help of his ailing father, examines the impact of family secrets and the experiences of three generations of a family. Lawrence enjoyed the book because it talks about those decades which make it interesting to reminisce and the author's personal touch about his family. If you like soap operas, you'll like this book. 8 hours, 30 minutes, DB 102625, Small Time. Halfway Home, Race, Punishment, and the Afterlife of Mass Incarceration by Reuben Jonathan Miller. A sociologist examines the American justice system and asserts that its structure does not facilitate rehabilitation, keeping many impoverished, unstable, and disenfranchised. He describes the lifelong burden of even a single arrest and the ways many individuals are fighting for change. Lawrence felt this was a really interesting story. It includes details about Detroit and Flint. 8 hours, 18 minutes, DB 102236. The book, Halfway Home. Blood and Oil, Mohammed bin Salman's Ruthless Quest for Global Power by Bradley Hope. A Wall Street Journal reporter examines how a rift within the Saudi Arabian royal family produced Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The authors discuss his erratic behavior and allegations of his brutality and excess, including the assassination of a journalist. Lawrence learned a lot about the Middle East and enjoyed the history of it as well. He recommends it to anyone interested in politics, history, or international trade. 12 hours, 40 minutes, DB 101720. The book, Blood and Oil. Lawrence also shares two titles as he enjoys reading about famous entertainers since they lived quite a life. He learned a lot about their personal and professional lives. Bing, The Authorized Biography by Charles Thompson, 8 hours, 26 minutes, DB 12783. Sinatra, The Life by Anthony Summers, 23 hours, 21 minutes, DB 61890. Bowlers Wanted. The Macomb blind bowlers are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers, scorekeepers. The bowling season runs from September till mid-May, and we bowl every Wednesday starting at 11:45 a.m. at Fraser Star Lanes, 33042 Garfield, just north of 14 Mile Road. Please call Carla at 586-465-2338 for more information. Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Outreach Committee has used assistive technology, AT, that they can offer to you at no charge through their recycle program. They have a variety of magnifiers and items for daily tasks for blind and low vision users. If they do not have what you need, they can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. For more information, contact Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412. Or email at mcmcadam@gmail.com. Story Phone. We have partnered with our host library, the Clinton Macomb Public Library, to create Story Phone for Grown-Ups. Just call 586-226-5006 to hear short stories, poems, excerpts, and more. Press 4 to hear the grown-up option, as stories for children are also included. Options change weekly and are read by our storytelling team. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. MLBPD does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the MLBPD for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a public service of Macomb County. We are located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes our Fall 2022 newsletter. Please return this newsletter in the mail so that you may receive the next one, coming in winter 2023. Thank you.